some technology here to get it on screen. Here we go. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the JIG Joint CCNSO GNSO IDN Group update session. Sorry for starting a little bit late, and also I want to say that we'll be ending a little bit early. I note that there is a I talked to Tina Dam about this. There is going to be an IDN. CCTLD fast track review session at the main session. So we'll end this session about 15 minutes early and move over to there. And hopefully people can join both sessions. They have said that they would delay their start by about 15 minutes. So I guess without further ado, thank you for the panelists here joining me. But the main goal of this is part of the process to reach out about the discussion on on two main things, actually, but today I think we'll be focusing on single character IDN TLDs. This is the topic of today. The joint IDN group, actually, the JIG, was just a little bit of background. It was chartered by a mutual resolution between the CCNSO and the GNSO councils. So we have members from the CCNSO and GNSO participating. Myself, Edmund Chung, sorry for not actually introducing myself, and Jiang Jian here from the CCNSO co-chairing the group. The main purpose of the JIG is to identify and explore issues of common interest, and then report and identify those issues and try to come up with solutions to those issues, and then report back to the respective councils. And talking about the current members, so we have members from the CCNSO and from the GNSO, and as well as a number of observers and pretty abundant ICANN staff support. So moving quickly into the actual substance of the discussion. So the JIG started a biweekly conference call since March early this year. And we identified three issues of common interest, the first one being single-character IDN TLDs, the second is IDN TLD variants, and the third one is the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. We had a face-to-face meeting in Brussels, which helped really take the discussion forward in Cartagena this time. This is the first session. We'll talk about single-character IDN TLDs and our progress there. And on Thursday, an early morning 8 to 9 session on IDN TLD variants, which is the second item. So in terms of today, I'd like to give an update on what the JIG has done in terms of the single character IDN TLDs. We had fairly lengthy discussion about this, as I mentioned, since March. I will quickly go through the items that were discussed, and then I guess I'll come back to a number of things. The policy aspect. Policy issues that were identified, and then the implementation recommendations that the group has published. So, just as a quick progress update, the initial report was drafted and completed and published in July of this year. And the public comment period was completed, and then and announced, and then we received the public comments, and then the staff also created the a summary on the comments that has also been completed. Recently, we have put together the draft final report based on the feedback from the community, from the public comments. And it is out for public comments and closing December 30th. The next slide is actually a repeat just with some dates. So in July and then September, the public comments, and then we have issued it for a draft final report. I'll talk about the next steps later, but just going into the substance of the report and the whole discussion. There are three main pieces of work that the working group drew upon. One of which is the IDN implementation working team final report. That's a team that was created, I think, sort of started initiated by the board and carried out by staff led by Tina. So that, and then the IDN working group finals outcome report from the GNSO, and also the third piece of work from the IDN CCTLD fast track, the IDNC working group report. So as a background, what the working group took on was the sort of results from these three pieces of work. So in terms of the IDN implementation working team, we took a number of the results, a couple of the recommendations from that final report, basically stating that the team doesn't recommend the banning of single character GTLDs, and also it also points towards policy bodies, including the CCNSO and the GNSO, to do some more work on it and on the issue, so that it could be eventually allowed. So the we also adopted a pretty important aspect of from the working team final report, which was the sort of technical definition of a single character, because that's also one of the things that were being discussed, you know, how to define one particular character. So we took the team's suggestion of defining it as a grapheme cluster based on the Unicode standard, and we just basically continue to rely on that that results from the final report of the IDN implementation working team. And then we also, as I mentioned, the second body of work that we referenced was the IDN working group, the GNSO IDN working group final outcomes report that was incorporated into the new GTLD recommendations from the GNSO. Mainly the recommendation that single and two character IDNs should be allowed on the top level, but that they should be analyzed on a case-by-case basis, and with particular caution to Latin script TLDs. That was from the GNSO IDN Working Group final report. And then the third piece of work, as I mentioned, was the IDN CCTLD fast track, the IDN C final report. This is we took this. We sort of base our work on this as well. In terms of the fast track, it was specifically designed for non-Latin scripts, and there was a requirement for fast track IDN TLDs to be a meaningful representation of the country or territory. And there was a technical requirement where no names are shorter than two characters. There was a requirement for the IDN fast track CCTLD to be no shorter than two characters. That's one of the areas that we want to address rather than take on as a as baseline. So based on these three bodies of work, the working group started out to solicit do a sort of stock taking of what are the policy aspects? What are the policy issues that needs to be dealt with? That's based on the working team previous IDN working team final report that says the GNSO and the CCNSO should look into the policy aspects. So we did a stock taking of the policy aspects that then identified six areas. Of policies that related to policy. So the first one being a single character possible confusion with single character ASCII strings, ASCII TLDs. So that is one of the concerns. The second one, whether there would be financial considerations there, because it's a single character, because there's a more scarce resource, is there special financial considerations that need to be taken? The third area that we identified was that because it's a smaller pool of names, there's less amount possible, is there a special allocation methods that needs to be taken into consideration? The fourth area that we identified was that because it's a shorter string, would it create more problems if people made mistakes, made typo mistakes, or because it's a stroke of the keyboard, would that be one of the problems? Is that something that a policy should address? The fifth area that we identified was whether there needs to be a special policy to distinguish between a single character IDN CCTLD versus a single character IDN GTLD. So that's the fifth area we identified. And the sixth area we identified was the usability of single character IDN TLDs. There was a discussion that was brought up that, for example, in the experience of .info and .museum when they launched, because of the length of the TLD, that's that has posed some challenges. So now, being a single character IDN TLD, would that be an issue as well? And whether certain policies need to be put in place. So these were the six areas that the working group and through the public comments identified. So. And then we went into this, after identifying these issues, the working group then went on to discuss what types of policy measures or, you know, how to deal with it in a policy implementation point of view. In terms of issue one, in the report, there's a much lengthier description, but to summarize, basically the possible confusion of single character ASCII TLD, there was the conceptual approach is to deal with it in somewhat in a similar way to two character IDN TLDs. Currently, in the that's for the GTLD process. If you look at the current applicant guidebook, you'd see that there's a number of measures that are that were put in place to avoid confusion with both single character as well as two character ASCII TLDs. So that's one of the approaches. The other type of approach would be perhaps similar to the IDN CCTLD fast track, where only certain scripts were allowed, or a combination actually of the above, where certain scripts or certain types of language has special considerations. So that was the general approach that the working group sort of suggested. On issue two, issue two was whether special financial considerations should be taken. We split it into the GTLD and CCTLD side. The GTLD side, the working group seemed to see that perhaps the same string contention process can address the issue, which is the auction process. And also, and there was a clear aspect for right now in the applicant guidebook to avoid names that are considered a representation of a country, a territory name. So, in terms of the GTLD side, that was the sort of response. In terms of CCTLD side, for single character IDN TLDs, that's relevant here is the policies for dealing with the economics of CCTLDs that is in place with the GAC and that is in place in the IDN CCTLD fast track process and will eventually be part of the IDN CCPDP process discussion as well. And by identifying that it needs to be a meaningful representation, that also creates a scope for the situation. So that was the general feeling and the general approach that the working group felt to address this particular issue. So in terms of issue three, whether due to a relatively smaller pool of possible names, whether special allocation methods should be considered. Again, it was split into the GTLD and CCTLD side of things. On the GTLD side, we felt that both the contention resolution mechanism, i.e. the auction process, as well as the added community priority evaluation would satisfactorily address this particular issue, because it really makes no difference whether it's one single character versus multiple characters. And on the CCTLD side, again, we refer back to the GAC CCTLD principles for the non-contention condition and also, the IDN CCTLD fast track principle of non-contention, and then the GATT-CCD principles on competition, which actually addresses some of the issues of allocation of CCTLDs. So, and then on issue four, which is if it's a, this is a slightly more technical issue, that if it's a relatively shorter string, because it's a single character and it's potentially a single keystroke, whether special policies need to be considered if there's a mistype. And to better talk about this, you know, there's a subtle difference on just being a mistype, but also a single character TLD, there is a higher potential for the mistype to end up at another single character TLD that may be in use, and therefore sort of the other TLD catching the traffic from a mistype. That was one of the issues that were raised, and there's actually a lot of discussion on this in the paper. So please take a look at that. But in general, the conclusion is that most of this looks towards user confusion, and therefore should be addressed based on those policies. So it is a matter at the bottom of this is a matter of user confusion, whether it be a result of technical or otherwise. And so those policies to avoid user confusion would equally apply for single character IDN TLDs. And then on issue five, distinguishing between a single character IDN TLD and a single character IDN GTLD, the approach is to basically look at it as a utilizing the IDN CCTLD fast track principle for a meaningful representation. And then on the new GTLD side, it already avoids certain geographic names. And also to look at which process the application went through. The issue number six is whether the single character IDN, it's more on the universal acceptance of IDN TLDs. So that is actually a third item on the JIG identified issues of common interest. So we thought that would be an important issue and important issue for outreach, but it should not be it should not impede the introduction of single character IDN TLDs. So that was the bulk of the policy discussion behind the various issues, the six issues that were identified. And then in terms of summary of the comments, we received a number of comments, and all the comments actually received indicated an appreciation of the work and also indicated that they support the introduction of single-character IDN TLDs. And there were a number of comments that we note that were related, but actually is more related to other issues. I'll quickly go through them and then go to the the conclusions part. So there were some issues that were this one was one of the more important ones, so I'll spend a little bit of time there. There was the issue about single character being confused with ASCII strings. So based on the comments received, we have added an additional consideration for single character IDN TLD strings in alphabetic scripts. We felt that there might be additional requirements for IDN TLDs that are in alphabetic scripts, and that when we evaluate the appropriateness of such, then you need to take into additional requirements. There was a comment about the financials of the thing, and we refer that comment to the JAS working group, which is the applicant support working group. There were some concerns about different areas, and we sort of the working group directed those comments to other parts that were discussing these issues, and then basically similar, we've forwarded a number of the comments to different areas that are being discussing these issues, and in terms of the final sort of conclusions, final implementation recommendations, this is recently being published for public comments. We ended up with four recommendations essentially. A being that addressed for IDN CCTLDs, we recommend that single character IDN TLDs should be acceptable under the IDN CC03 fast track and should be taken into account in the IDN CCBDP. B is to basically say to recommend that the GNSO policy recommendation be implemented for single character IDN TLDs. And C is an acceptance of the definition of a single character based on the Unicode standard. And D is sort of the main meat of which, I guess. And then basically to say that, to recommend that single character IDN TLDs should be acceptable, but they must not be confusingly similar to single or two character ASCII strings, and specifically for alphabetic script single character IDN TLDs, other technical aspects of confusability must be taken into consideration, such as the likelihood of user slip with relevance to keyboard layouts, for example. This is essentially the set of implementation recommendations that the working group have come up with. And just together with the final report, there was a number of editorial implementation suggestions to the IDN CCTLD fast track implementation plan, as well as some edits, suggested edits to the new GTLD applicant guidebook. In terms of next step, as I mentioned, the public comment period is closing on December 30th. We will then consider the comments received. We'll try to finalize the report. The working group would then submit the final report respectively to the CCNSO and the GNSO Council. The working group then the report is in the hands of the CCNSO and GNSO respectively, and the councils would then consider whatever, you know, to adopt or further send the report. That's the single character IDN TLDs. I will move back to, I guess, the first to the aspects, the six policy aspects that were identified, and I guess seek some thoughts from the panel and from the floor as well, on whether there are, you know, there we missed anything, or this seems to be a relatively sort of right aspects to be considered. So I'm move back to the slide 12, which are the six aspects. So again, confusion with single character, single ASCII, financial considerations, shorter string, more mistakes, IDN CCTLDs versus IDN GTLDs. Wonder if anyone from panel or Rom or Santa.
Actually, I'd like to hear what the room has to say.
So I'll open up to the room first, I guess. Were the six items that were identified by the group and also went out for the initial round of public comments. Any thoughts?
I have a very simple question, but maybe because of like, don't quite understand the procedure of the introduction of the single character ID and the GTLD. So my question is whether the, if you know this suggestion is accepted by the board or the ICANN, the IDN CCTLD single character is going to be introduced first and then the GTLD follows, or the you proposing the both, you know, the size of the application will be accepted. The reason why I'm asking is because, you know, there could be, you know, in East Asian, you know, the countries, the characters, maybe, you know, some character will be designated for the country, but also it can be interpreted as for the, you know, GTLD, you know, the purpose. So I'm curious.
Can I ask you to identify yourself? I guess,
okay, I'm sorry. My name is Dongman Lee from Korea.
Thank you. I think that's a good question. I just want to make one. I think Xiaodong wants to respond as well. But first thing is that if it could be a meaningful representation of a country, then by, I think, the applicant guidebook, it's already, you know, that's not something that you could say as a new GTLD, at least at the current version for the first round.
In Chinese character, because it could be pronunciation the same but different, you know, the characters, that, I mean, glyphs. So in that case, is easy to, you know, the distinguish. But in Korean, we don't, I mean, the same pronunciation as the same character, same syllable. So depending on which side you look at, the interpretation of the same character is quite a bit different. So in that case, it's very, I mean, there's no way to distinguish by just looking at it.
Thank you. This is Ram. Just a quick response. I think if it's a CCTLD application, then the government is required to endorse it and to say that it is, you know, this is representation of their country. And if that happens, then it doesn't matter whether it is, it looks similar or there is a commonality in the GTLD side. It is eliminated from application.
I just have a comment about that. You know, it's not a problem for single character. You know, even for two character, for me, for Chinese characters, it should be maybe a country name. And even for the China, you know, that they are small city China in Japan. So maybe you can apply the GTLD for China, but it's a country name. But you also can apply a name is maybe is a, it is a feminine name, but it's also a city name. So it depends on which character you applied. I support the in the report it should be evaluated case by case. Yeah.
So just to add to that, I think first of all, this. In terms of your first question about which one would go first, that's, you know, this is not part of the task of the working group. I think the working group would pass it back to the councils, the CCNSO Council and the GNSM Council, and then, you know, they would go their particular pace. I guess nobody can predict which one would go faster. But on the issue, I think Ram made a very good point. I mean, even with the ASCII TLDs, right? For example, .me, if it's identified, then, you know, I'm just making an example. It's a little bit different. I know it's a little bit different. But if it's that case, if it's identified as the CCTLD, then it's the issue is relevant.
Hi, everyone. Eric Werner Williams. I have two questions to ask, so I'll just stop after the first one and then go on to the second one after you respond. You mentioned the confusion of single and dual character labels, and you were mentioning that the confusion would be determined. I'm sorry for paraphrasing you, but that you would make recourse to the DAG notion of string confusion. That's an algorithmic determination of string similarity between two strings that are determined to form a contention set. That really doesn't directly involve users' determination that there is a confusability of the strings. It's rather an algorithmic determination of confusion. So my first, the first question is, between the GNSO and the CCNSO, what mechanism do they each have to determine how user confusion can be described for single and possibly two-character labels? That's the question number one. Thanks.
Thank you for the question. The working group did deliberate on that particular issue. In fact, if you look at the applicant guidebook as well as the IDN CCTLD fast track implementation plan, besides the pure algorithmic sort of results, there is a string evaluation panel, and so part of the recommendation is to ask the string evaluation panel to look into the issue. This is no different in a way than two-character IDN TLDs. And it's important to indicate that, because two-character IDN TLDs have the same requirement, such that it, in fact, any character, number of characters, that they do not be confusing similar to single-character ASCII strings or two-character ASCII strings, because single-character ASCII strings are reserved and two-character ASCII strings are reserved for future, existing or future CCTLDs.
Thank you, Edmund. So if I could summarize, the evaluation panel is the source of user input.
I guess I'm not understanding the question specifically. You said user input.
You're appealing to string confusion as a general principle, or user confusion due to similarity of strings. And in addition to the algorithmic determination of whether or not two strings form a contention set, which is in the DAG, you're appealing also to an evaluation panel. So it is the evaluation panel that is the source of user input on whether two strings are similar. So I'm looking for who the user is, or where user information arises within the GNSO and the CCNSO to inform them as to whether or not between one label and another label being confusingly similar.
Okay, that's a very good question. I finally got what you meant. I think this is a larger question than specific to single character IDN TLDs, because other types of TLDs would face, other types of application would same exact, face the same process. Because any, whether it's a five character ASCII TLD or a six character IDN TLD, it would have to pass through the same test, that it cannot be confusingly similar to single-character ASCII string or two-character ASCII string. So what you're asking is really a bigger issue. So it's, while it's within the scope of this working group, it has a, larger context to the question, I think.
Thank you. And I hope my second question is much shorter, at least to answer. You made reference to the community priority evaluation for the allocation of single character strings as GTLD applications. And I'm curious whether or not the working group has actually done the exercise of positing a community application and seeing if the community application actually rises to the level of 14 out of 16, which is necessary for the evaluation to actually be dispositive in the allocation of the string to a where there is more than one applicant for the string. Thank you.
Thank you. I might sound like a broken record, but again, I think this is a question that is not specific to single character IDN TLDs. This is a question for, in general, the new GTLD process. And this seems to be appropriate for the more general fora for the new GTLD applicant guidebook. So I definitely encourage you to raise that at the public forums and different forums on that.
Thank you. And I was just curious whether or not there was somewhat of a fictional test or a fictional proof, because, of course, in the general case, for an arbitrarily long string, community preference is quite possible. There might be a community with that name. So the real question is, are there communities which are reasonably characterized by a single character label, and can meet the 14 of 16 test. Thank you very much.
I understand that our time actually is running short, but I wonder if anyone from the panel would like to add to this discussion here. I'll move the slides actually to the actual recommendations from the four recommendations from the working group. And
some questions from the Adobe room from David Cohen. So what is the first question is, what is the procedure based on the new GTLD application guidebook? How are previously registered IDNs in existing GTLDs be treated trademark protection-wise via the regular channels or WIPO? So that was the question. It's a bit...
Bart, just a quick clarification. Did the question actually say pre-registered IDN GTLDs or IDN second-level TLDs or second-level strings in existing TLDs?
The question is, what is the procedure based on new GTLD AGB? How are previously registered IDNs in existing GTLDs be treated trademark protection-wise? So I think previously registered IDNs in existing GTLDs, that means at a second level, and how are they protected in new IDNs? And I think if you look at the report itself, it is whatever are the trademark protections, it is according to the whole...
No special rules.
Yeah, exist all the proposed rules. So there is no addition or change in these rules according to the working group.
With that, I guess I did promise Tina to try to bring everyone to the main session, where the IDN fast track review is happening. I wonder if there's any final comments the panel want to add, or
can you just remind them of the deadline for the public comments?
Just the one comment to this report. In Unicode there are over 70,000 Chinese characters. Every Chinese character have their own meaning. So I think that maybe in the future that the Chinese applicant want to apply the single Chinese character type of domain. So I think that this support is acceptable for Chinese community. Yeah.
Thank you, Xiaodong. Just a quick reminder that the public comment period is open, and it's closing end of the year, 30th of December this year. Hope to, I'm sorry to cut this short, but if you have comments or thoughts, please do send in your comments through the comment period. We are going to have another session on IDN TLD variants, which is the number two item that was identified as a issue of common interest by the JIG. That will happen on Thursday at 8 o'clock. Thursday 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. That's on the agenda on the schedule as well. You're welcome to join us. And also, again, advertising for Tina's session right now, which is the review process for the IDN CCTLD Fast Track. If you would like to, please join us to head over to the main hall. I don't recall what the name is, but the main hall.
Get
seminar.
Get some money. Get some money.
Gethsemane. Close enough. All right. So thank you for joining.